very easy these days to request a ballot, to vote in the comfort of your own home, to come into the office when you're going.
Steve Herlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial 102.9. Here in our town clerk's office today to talk about the upcoming local election in November. Town Clerk Nancy Dinello, how are you doing today?
Very good, Steve. How are you doing?
It's whatever day it is, and things are happening. I'm trying to keep up with it all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good things are happening, right?
It always Another is election. Good things. You know, that's what I focus on. There's enough other places to go get the bad stuff.
That's right.
I need to share the good stuff.
Absolutely.
Which
Absolutely.
Is what we'll be talking about.
We sure will.
And
Welcome.
We're joined today with Diane Fitzgerald. Diane, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good morning. I may not speak much because I've got a little voice thing going,
Uh-oh.
But
well,
all is good.
Yeah, listening as long as it's just the voice thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know I like to speak.
That's right. That's right.
So. Will you be able to get a word in edgewise?
I don't know. Oh, I'm sure at some point.
Oh, please. She wants to talk too. We're a great team.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
You fill each other, finish each other's sentences.
That's right. That's right.
So, the election is coming up in November, and Friday, August 1, nomination papers are available, and then candidates, if they want to...
August 4th.
August 4th?
August
excuse
4th.
Me, excuse
that's
me.
Okay.
I had August
and
1 in mind.
Monday. Yep.
August
so
4th
that's
is
Monday,
the Monday.
August 4th.
But you just don't walk in. You got to set up an appointment.
Correct. It would be helpful to set up an appointment. That way, you know, we could have your papers ready for you,
sure.
have your voter ID and all that information, and you're not waiting around for us to complete
right.
all of this.
Right.
So, if possible, appointment, please.
Right, because this office is busy.
Very busy, very busy. We're in the midst of other things, you know, so it's quite busy right now.
The timeline, of course, the papers start going out August 4th, and then... The signatures, and if I recall correctly, it is, what, two or three different categories of numbers of signatures that have to be based upon the role that they're coming for?
That's right. So for town council, we require one, per town charter, we require 100 signatures of active voters in the town of Franklin. And then for town clerk, for Board of Health, Planning Board, we require 50 signatures.
Okay.
So school committee, we need 100 signatures as well. So school committee and town council, 100 signatures.
100, yeah.
Everybody else is 50 signatures.
Yeah.
So those signatures, the nomination papers are due. They must be submitted here to the town clerk's office by September 15th at 4 p.m. That way we can certify them. And then last day to withdraw your candidacy is September 22nd by 4 o'clock.
Right. And the key there, just for the record as well, is that by that day, they would withdraw. If they could withdraw after, but at least they will be on the ballot because the ballot going to print is valid as of that
Correct.
Date.
So in a perfect world, you would definitely please withdraw before that date. That
right.
way I can go ahead and order the ballot and I don't have somebody on the ballot that
That's
has no
right.
interest in running anymore.
Understood, yeah. So. And they don't have to wait. And generally, the recommendation is bring the papers in as soon as you think you have enough signatures, because if you're short, you could still have time to get the necessary signatures.
That's right. We have some candidates that actually bring in, you know, one page at a time, so they know exactly what they have. And we're pretty good here. We certify within a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
So they know where they stand and how many more signatures that they need.
Right. That's good. So it's not like the test is there and then I find out.
Right. Absolutely not. No, we wouldn't do that to anybody.
No.
So we certify, and as soon as we know, we'll send out an email, give you a call, and let you know how many more signatures you need if you're short. You know, and I mean, people are short. Some people are inactive, or they've moved, or they don't even realize that they're not registered voters, or
Correct.
Some of them don't even live in Franklin.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because I have seen potential candidates at, like, the town common for farmers market, which jars from a lot of folks.
Absolutely.
And if they don't ask the question, are you a registered Franklin voter? If you just say, are you a registered voter? People will say, oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
Sign.
The grocery stores, you know.
Sure.
You'll see
any
people
of those
in front of the grocery
places,
store.
For sure.
Absolutely. Just make sure they're Franklin residents. And if
active
not,
voters.
We'll let you know right away.
Yeah.
Active voters, correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct.
And we've talked in prior ones, but active voters, meaning they've at least returned the census and or have participated in recent elections for some period.
Correct. The census is key. If they do not return the census, we then make them inactive voters.
Okay.
So we have to verify that they are still living in Franklin with that signature on the nomination paper.
Correct.
So we would have to verify that they're Franklin residents in order to accept that signature on
right.
the nomination paper.
Because somebody could
paper.
Have voted in our last election but then moved, and if they haven't updated appropriately either at the new place, which through the Secretary of State systems would at least notify you, but if they haven't done that there, then you don't know here if they've gone.
That's right. So true.
All right. So.
All right.
August 4th, create an appointment if possible. September 15th, they're due. September 22nd, if you're going to withdraw, if things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
The next key date is in terms of registering to vote.
Correct. So Saturday, October 25th, is the last day to register to vote between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And you can do that either by appointment here in the clerk's office, or you can always register to vote online. There are so many options
yeah.
now.
Because even on your pages, I recall, you have the link to the Secretary of Commonwealth set, which gives you the info locally.
So. Correct. And that day, we will also be having in-person early voting. We're here for people to register to vote until 5. In-person early voting will be until 3.
Or 3 or 4.
3 or 4.
It can usually cut that off before.
Exactly. Yeah. That way, you know, we can do the audit and make sure everything is in.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be doing in-person early voting the same day.
Right.
So we'll be here. If you're interested in voting in person, you can come that Saturday. And we also will open it up. As soon as we get the ballots, we typically will start offering absentee voting and then in person 10 days prior to the
right.
election.
So the card that went out because of the override, and if people checked to get an absentee ballot, does that still apply here, or did I have to ask separately
if
for that?
If people chose to receive an absentee ballot for every election within the same year, yes, they will receive a ballot.
Right.
Now, the cards that the state sent out, people were confused with
mm-hmm.
that. So when we have a state or a federal election, the state will always send out a card. The town does not do that.
Right.
And the card that went out this past election for the override, that only went out because it was a special election.
Correct.
So people were unaware of this, so I wanted to make sure that
mm-hmm.
people are aware that we're having a special election this year. It will not go out for a biennial town election.
Because
people
that's
are
more
aware.
Of a standard process.
Correct. People
right.
are aware of this election. So those cards will not be going out this year
mm-hmm.
Or for any other biennial local election that is scheduled. And you know, they're scheduled. They're on your census.
Right.
Everybody knows of these elections.
Yeah. Everybody
so
should know.
Should know. Keyword, should know. Correct. Thank you, Steve.
Because while
You're
you
right.
do well in sharing, other opportunities share. It's mentioned in a lot of conversations, but in this day and age, things may just fly by.
Absolutely.
I understand it.
Absolutely. You know, and you never, I mean, you can put up signs, you can do the robocalls. There's always someone that you're going to miss. And, you know, that's why it's really important when you're talking to people, your neighbors, you know,
mm-hmm.
hey, you know, there's a local election coming up. Are you
right.
going to go vote? You know, make sure you vote. So spread the word. I do try to do my best, but I understand, listen, not a lot of people get out and drive around town these days, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, not everybody has a phone to get the robocalls or,
whatever it may be. So right. get the word out. There is a local election November 4th at the Franklin High School between the hours, and of course those hours never change, of 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Right. You'll still produce the full schedule. You talked about October 25th being in-person voting for early voting as well as the registering to vote. But I think there will be another schedule in regards to the other early voting opportunities.
Absolutely. So yeah. as soon as nomination papers stop coming in, we'll probably put something out on September 15th when we know who's running, who's mm-hmm. not running. You know, I'll have an Excel spreadsheet on everybody. And then we will determine when the ballots are going to be ordered.
Right.
And I will let everybody know.
That timeline starts falling in.
Exactly. I'll let everybody know, you know, when we expect the ballots to be ordered, when I expect them to come in, and then we'll open up to absentee and mm-hmm. early, and we'll get the absentee ballots out ASAP, and you know, hopefully everybody will vote. Hopefully mm-hmm. we'll have a really good turnout for this election.
Hopefully, although we've talked in other episodes as well as in other places that historically we're only about 15-20% for a general local election. I'll take away general for a local election. And 20-25% every 4 years when a town clerk is also on the ballot. So 15-25%, that's not a lot of people, and yet that's the town government. That's our control.
Absolutely. It's pretty sad. But generally, you don't get a huge turnout in a local election.
Right.
So
right. We do get up 40-45 if it's a money question, whether a debt exclusion or an override. We get up to 60% plus or minus for a state election.
Mm-hmm.
We get up to 80% plus or minus for a presidential election. If you look at those, aside from the debt exclusion and override, presidential and state elections, once you're around, even if you're busy, you can't help but notice something is going on because of all the advertising, all the signs.
Right.
It's almost like you want to get away from it.
I know. And there's no getting away from it. But, I mean, a local election, these are the people who are representing you. That's why it's just so important to come out and vote for a mm-hmm. local election. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know these people. You can pick up the phone if you're unhappy with something that's going on. Pick up the phone and talk to that person.
Why did you say this? What
right.
are you doing here?
Right.
Why are we doing this?
Absolutely.
Right.
So please, come out and vote.
Definitely.
And there's so many options these days.
More so than before, because early voting was not a thing.
Right.
Absentee was, but absentee now with vote by mail really has expanded, so that's available.
Right. I mean, we're here on Saturdays. We're here. You can come in during the week and vote
during
in
office
person,
hours.
During office hours.
Right.
And send me an email. I'll forward you an application. I can do all of this by email. You don't even have to wait for the mail anymore,
right.
you know, to request.
To request.
I should say.
And
then
request.
I will mail you the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy these days to request a ballot, to vote in the comfort of your own home. To come into the office when you're going across the street to the Big Y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or coming into the office for any other number of reasons.
Right.
Clerks right on the first floor, right off the side. You can come very easily here.
And we love visitors in
of
the
course.
Clerk's office.
This is a busy place, but it's also a fun place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is.
Because other than the death notices, you're doing a lot of fun stuff here with birth notices, weddings.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
Absolutely. It's a fun office. It's a great office. And the staff is very friendly, and we love people, all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I detect that a little bit every time I come here.
I know. And I'm hungry, too.
Air quotes on the little bit.
Right.
All right, so nomination papers, schedule, due dates, registration, due date. Early voting times are coming, and then of course the day of from 6 to 8, and then shortly thereafter with the one ballot by 9 o'clock generally, unless there's any let me finish the caveats, because unless there's a technical glitch, the process is such that you should be able to, with the one ballot, have the counts validated and ready as an unofficial ballot.
Correct. Correct. But you know me.
I know. I said, you like to did it.
We'll
get it right out. Get it right out.
Everybody wants those answers.
Of course.
But Steve, I do want to go over the boards, committees, the positions that are available, because some people are a little bit confused by what we put out. We do not have staggered terms here in Franklin.
Yes, that's...
So every seat on the council, on the school committee, is up for grabs, okay?
Right.
All of the terms have expired, or will expire, I should say, on November 4th of 2025.
Correct.
So there are 9 seats available for a town council. The important information on the following seats, those, if you look at the top of the sheet, say current official. So that current official expires on, their term expires on November 4th.
Correct.
It's a 2-year term. So when you see term of office, it goes from 2025 to 2027. Okay?
November, whatever that date's going to be.
Correct. Yep. It's always the first Tuesday in November. So whatever that Tuesday may fall on, right?
Yep.
So town council, every seat is up for a 2-year term beginning 25 through 27. Same with the school committee. 7 seats are up beginning 2025 through 2027. The people that you see on here are the current officials, okay?
Correct.
Not necessarily all of them have pulled papers. So they're the current, very important current.
Yeah, and that's where we talked about earlier. The papers are due by the September 15th. You'll have the validation by September 22nd. So we'll know who's going to be on this ballot to become the new town council, new school committee, and the other roles.
Exactly. But those people that are on this important information sheet are not necessarily the people that have pulled papers. They are the current official. People aren't looking at the title.
No.
Okay.
And there's already some additional speculation. We won't even go there as to who might or might not. We'll wait for the papers to work
Absolutely. Out. So Board of Assessor, there's one seat available, and that's Chris Feely's seat. Christopher Feely is a 4-year term from 2025 through 2029. The Board of Health is one seat. Bridget Sweet, 4-year term from 2025 through 2029. Planning Board, there are 2 seats available, Beth Werling and Jennifer Williams seats. They're a 4-year term from 2025 through 2029. Planning Board Associate Member, 1 seat, Mark Maccheroni, who was appointed, and his is a 4-year term from 2025 through 2029. Now, that is an elected seat, so that will be on the ballot.
Right, and if I recall on that one, he had been appointed to fulfill the balance of the term to provide for the election point on that
exactly,
seat.
Yeah. Exactly. Again, school committee, Dave Callahan, Dave McNeil, Al Charles, Aaron Gallagher, Paul Griffith, Ruth Ann O'Sullivan, KP Sampali. They are the current officials. Their 2-year term, 2025 through 2027, is available. Town Clerk, 1 seat, Nancy Danello. This is a 4-year term going from 2025 through 2029. Town Council, 9 seats, Tom Mercer, Bobby DeLorco, Glenn Jones, Brian Chandler, Teddy Cormier-Ledger, Melanie Hamblin, Kobe Frangillo, Deb Pellegri, Patrick Sheridan. Again, they are the current officials, 2-year term of office, 2025 through 2027. Again, I just wanted to clarify that. I know I did mention it at the last council meeting, but there was a little bit of confusion with the officials and the terms
right.
of office.
No, and that's fair, and I'll be posting the department section of the annual report. So somebody says, well, what does the Board of Health do? What does the Board of Assessors do? What does the Planning Board do, et cetera? So at least it'll give an indication if they haven't already spent some time doing some research, which I certainly recommend is good.
Absolutely.
Get to know what you're getting into, because unfortunately we have seen prior candidates either as a one-issue candidate, and they generally come in, and then, oh, this is a little bit more than I thought I was going to get into, and they only do one term.
And so true, yeah.
Or don't really know, in many cases, especially school committee, while it's generally two meetings a month in the summer months, July there's one, council is one and one, but some people at least have come in and said, well, I thought it was only one meeting a month. No.
And even if it is the two meetings a month, right, that's not all that you're meeting. You then have subcommittee meetings.
Correct.
That, you know, you're chosen to be on. So it is a huge commitment, and I would hope that the candidates who may be interested ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll have a learning session on some of these mm-hmm. committees. And just ask questions, and we will be happy to answer whatever you need.
Right. Yeah, because it is an important role. Generally, you're providing oversight. Clearly, town council, school committee, their couple of main pieces are hiring and firing the town administrator, evaluating, and then approving the budget. And oh, by the way, they also have this ABCC license thing, right, where they're judge and jury. That may be developing to change. We'll see.
Yeah.
And the school committee hires the superintendent and authorizes the budget. And then the other groups, effectively, planning board, board of health, board of assessors, and you run the election process, right?
That's so, not it.
No, of course not.
Not by long.
That's the one visible piece, but we've also talked in other places.
Exactly.
You, besides the census, you do the records. There's a bunch of stuff that you do.
100%, yes. Yes.
Yes.
So it's not just, you know, that one or two meetings a month, you know, it's a lot more
mm-hmm.
That is entailed to running for these offices, and it's a big commitment. So yeah. I just want to make sure that people are aware of this.
Yeah, I agree. And certainly I'll be an advisor if you want to check. And from my point of view, I haven't been reported for almost 20 years. I can tell you what goes on.
But look, I mean, and don't get me wrong, it's a great feeling. It's wonderful to step up and be a part
absolutely.
Of democracy. It's, you know, you're helping your town that
absolutely.
You live in.
I concur. I applaud everybody for
100%.
Stepping up to do that.
Absolutely.
That's not in my nature. I'd rather just sit and do the reporting, which is still needed.
Yeah. You'd probably be better off in being on one of these boards, because in reporting, you're everywhere.
The breadth of knowledge I have has been growing, and it's still growing. I have significant gaps. I don't know it all, but that would change my reporting, and we need somebody to come in, and we haven't found somebody
absolutely.
Yet.
But I wouldn't feel like, I mean, you know me, I'm always trying to rope you in to being on a board or a committee.
You're not the only one.
You're so involved in everything.
No.
We appreciate you.
I help the community in multiple ways, but
absolutely
not up front.
And we definitely appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
So all what right. else, Steve?
I think that covers the major pieces leading up to the election. And clearly, if things change, I know you generally, before each of the council meetings, provide a quick update. There's five more, I believe, before the election.
And
so.
I will be there at every single one of them, giving an update.
As to what the latest and greatest is.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Most importantly, come out, pull papers. Please, please, either request a vote-by-mail application, an absentee application, or come on in and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Come on in and vote.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
here.
Let's get more than 20-25% this
That'd
time
be
for a local election.
Awesome.
Yeah. That.
Right?
Yeah. That would be great.
It's the one free thing that truly defines us as residents and citizens of Franklin, because we are part of the government. We are actively or inactively part. And if you're inactive and you just want to sit on social and behind a keyboard, that's not good.
No, it's not.
No.
It's
so.
Not.
Become active, become engaged, find out what's going on.
That's right.
Let your vote be heard.
And honestly, my feel is this is an important, important election. Not that all elections aren't important, but a local election,
mm-hmm.
like I said before, these are your people. This
right.
is your town.
It matters. This sets our priorities for town business, school education, etc. All the services.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Absolutely. And remember, as Mary O'Neill would say, kindness matters.
I'll second 100%. That one for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, a third.
We're all people. We all have families in town. So let's remember that.
Yes, indeed. Good words to close with. So thank you for sharing today. Hopefully the listeners will appreciate that. And then if they've got additional questions, Chloe, your contact info is all over the place. They can reach out, call the office, stop in, ask a question.
Please do.
Yep.
Thank you, Steve, as always. Thank you for making time for us.
Can't do it alone. I need you to say the good stuff. So thank you.
We're here.
And a quick reminder, listeners, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.